The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for listening to the Town Hall Review podcast, where we bring you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Our podcast is brought to you through partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece that I trust you'll enjoy.
The message that they sent above all is that hostility toward people of faith, the government taking a militantly, uncompromisingly secular only, no religion here position, is simply unacceptable. It has no place in American life. So I'm talking, of course, about the huge case, and it is big, of the masterpiece cake baking and decorating shop in Lakewood, Colorado, versus the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. And there's a terrific piece, and we're posting it up at our website at michaelmedved.com, by Jack Phillips, who is going to be joining us. Jack Phillips was the baker in Colorado who fought this case. And he makes the case so beautifully and so concisely in this piece in USA Today. Jack Phillips writes, "People don't have to share my beliefs to support my freedom." That's classic Americanism right there. People don't have to share my beliefs to support my freedom. They just need to agree that the decision should be mine to make, not the government's to make for me. If the government can force me to celebrate events and express views that violate my conscience, they can do it to anyone. And what the court found in its decision yesterday was that, no, they can't do it to Jack Phillips, which means they can't do it to anyone. And again, to clarify what was at stake here, let me just share some of Jack Phillips' own words, which I think nail this thing as clearly as it possibly can be nailed. He writes, "Storms are a common but difficult part of life. One of the longest and most trying storms of my life came to an end Monday with the Supreme Court's ruling in my case, Masterpiece Cake Shop versus Colorado Civil Rights Commission. As a cake artist who owns my own shop, and by the way, has created jobs for a number of other people, I've always been willing to serve everyone who walks through my doors. But that doesn't mean I create every cake requested of me. If asked to design a cake that celebrates an event in conflict with my faith, I'm obliged, as a matter of conscience, to decline. But I still offer those customers anything else in my shop and tell them that I'd gladly create a cake for another event. That is exactly what I did in July 2012 when I was asked to create a custom wedding cake to celebrate a same-sex marriage. But even though I offered to design the couple a cake for a different event, they filed a lawsuit against me, commencing a six-year legal storm." What I don't understand at all, I mean, even for a moment, is what was the compulsion on the part of the other side, the people who tried to shut down his business? Despite the fact that he was willing to sell them anything off the shelf, he was willing to even do a custom cake for them for a different event. What he didn't want to do is he didn't want to do a custom cake specifically for a gay wedding, which seems to me to be an eminently reasonable position. You may disagree with it, but again, you don't have to disagree with his views to support his freedom of choice. And when you look at the cost in this case for Jack Phillips, his business was down 40%. He almost lost his shop. And then you look at the cost on the other side, where they were asked about this. Well, did you ever get your wedding cake? They were asked this on NPR. I said, sure, we got a wedding cake, but that wasn't the point. Yeah, the point was they wanted to command someone else. We now have Jack Phillips with us on the line. I'm very proud to welcome him to our show. Jack, I was just reading from your outstanding column in USA Today today, and I also welcome back to the show Kristen Wagner, who is Senior Vice President with the Alliance Defending Freedom and was one of the legal minds who helped to win this terrific victory yesterday. First of all, let me say congratulations, Jack and Kristen.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have you had a lot of folks coming to your shop now after the glow of victory? Is business coming back?
Yeah, yesterday was pretty crazy after the the great win that we got, the great announcement that this big win. We were surrounded by people all day long till I had to leave to come out here. But yeah, the support from the community has been really great.
Well, I think that's terrific, and I think that part of what you're doing here is not only baking cakes but changing minds.
Yeah,
Kristen, what do you think is the most significant message from the court's decision yesterday?
Oh wow, there are a number of good nuggets in the court's decision, but you know the overall holding was a significant win for religious liberty. The court said that religious hostility by the government has no place in a pluralistic society, and that the government cannot target people of faith, and that those on both sides of the marriage debate deserve respect by the government and deserve to be treated fairly and in an unbiased manner.
Jack or Kristen, I understand from Justice Gorsuch's concurring opinion in the court that there were other cases in Colorado where there were some bakers who were approached and were asked to prepare cakes opposing gay marriage. And they turned that down. They said, no, we don't oppose gay marriage. We don't want to do that. And the Civil Rights Commission was fine with that. Have I got that right?
You've got that absolutely right. What the commission said was that if you decline to criticize same-sex marriage in a cake, you have the First Amendment right to do that. But if you are have Jack's belief and you don't believe that marriage between two men or two women is consistent with your faith, you don't have a First Amendment right to decline that work. And Jack believes that all of his wedding cakes, they're custom cakes, they express messages, and he can't violate his convictions. So the court found that the commission applied a double standard and was not even handed in how it administered the law.
Well, it seems so obvious when you read the decisions and you get the buy-in by people like Justice Breyer and Justice Kagan, who signed in with the majority decision here. Jack, had you ever before this turned down a particular cake because it was trying to send a message you didn't agree with?
Oh, I do that all the time. For instance, we decided when we opened that we wouldn't make Halloween cakes. I would never make a cake that would be anti-American or that would denigrate anybody in any way, even if it was somebody a cake that was to disparage somebody who identified as LGBT. It's the message that the cake presents and not the person that's ordering it. That's the case in this situation. David and Charlie welcome in my shop today, tomorrow, that day. And I told them that I would make them, you know, sell them anything in my shop, make them other custom cakes. It's just that this cake for this occasion, it presents a message that I can't complete and create in, you know, good conscience.
Yeah, wouldn't it be a great thing if Dave and Charlie, the gay couple that had brought this case, if they came back to Masterpiece Bake Shop and they saw if you could bake a cake celebrating our mutual freedoms for the 4th of July. Am I right about this, Jack? You didn't want to go to court on baking. You'd rather be baking cakes than arguing court cases, I assume.
Yep, baking cakes and serving the people that come into my shop.
That's what we do. Including LGBT people.
Including LGBT people. Yeah, we serve everybody who comes in the shop. It's just a matter of what cakes people ask me to create. I don't create cakes with every message that I'm presented with, including I don't make cakes that celebrate Halloween. I don't do cakes that would be anti-American or denigrate people in any way, or even people that identify as LGBT. It's always the message. It's never the person.
Oh, good for you. Kristen, I know that there was a case in New Jersey. I was found it quite amusing, where there was a supermarket. It was not a private bake shop like Jack maintains. But they came in, a family came in, and they wanted a cake decorated, Happy Birthday, Adolf Hitler. And they turned it down at this particular supermarket. And that kind of right also has to be preserved, right? I mean, basically, the government, what this case indicates is the government can't, with obvious bias, force some kind of messages while allowing discretion and turning down others.
Absolutely. I think it goes even further than that. I mean, the court made many statements in its decision that said, when it comes to the issue of same-sex marriage, that those who believe marriage is between a man and a woman, again, it's affirmed that they have reasonable religious and philosophical objections to that, and that those objections are protected. And how that plays out in certain contexts is yet to be determined, but it didn't need to reach those other contexts in this case because it was so obvious that Colorado was targeting Jack, that it was so hostile to him that the court could rule on that basis alone for this decision.
There's a question that came in, and it came in from an Albert, and it may be a famous person with his name, so but it's a Twitter account. He's asking this question: can you take legal action against the commission for Jack's financial loss?
No, we can't. At this stage, that's one of the problems with these laws is people like Jack and Baron L. Stetsman out of Washington and Blaine Adamson out of Kentucky. All of these people are on the defense side. They're defendants in these lawsuits. And if they lose them, in many cases, they have to pay the attorney's fees. But if they win them, they don't get paid back for their own financial losses. It's important to know that ADF provides all of its services at no cost. But Jack has lost 40% of his family income over the last 6 years. He's lost 6 of his 10 employees. And obviously, when you're getting death threats on a regular basis, that takes a toll on your family and your emotional life as well.
And Jack, am I right? One of the things that the Civil Rights Commission was demanding of you in order to keep your shop open was that you go to your family, who are your employees, because it's a family business, and you tell everybody that you were wrong, that your point of view on traditional marriage was wrong, and you basically humble yourself and shame yourself in front of your own family members.
That's correct. Besides ordering me to start making same-sex wedding cakes against my deeply held religious belief, I was ordered to retrain my staff, including my 89-year-old mom, my wife, my daughter, other family members that were there.
I
report to the commission quarterly for 2 years on my progress of that. And, that's...
I sure hope there can be some consequences for the commissioners who so far exceeded any sense of balance, decency, or fairness in their treatment of you. And I'm so glad that this worked out the way that it did. There's a piece by David Cole, who was a national legal director of the ACLU. He was on the other side, and this appeared in the Washington Post. And he began by saying, I represented the wedding cake couple. We lost a battle, but we won the war. On what basis does he say that, Kristen?
Well, it's hard to believe that would be, I think that's the face they have to put on this. What's significant is that the court did not reject even one of our arguments. What it held is a constitutional principle. The court only decides the issues that it needs to decide to resolve the case before it. It found that the hostility was so egregious it didn't need to reach Jack's arguments that he had protection under the free speech clause or his other free exercise arguments, because the answer was so obvious and easy to just find the hostility. But the court left all of those arguments open for another day, and there are cases in the lower courts of appeals that are coming up that involve filmmakers and T-shirt printers, hand painters and calligraphers. So it's hard to see how they could possibly think that they won anything in that case when they were so effectively repudiated by Justice Kennedy and the strong majority of the court.
Yeah, and then, by the way, and by concurring opinions that specifically affirmed the rights, opinions by Justice Gorsuch and Justice Thomas and Justice Alito. It is a great honor to talk to Jack Phillips, a true American hero, and Kristen Wagner, who fought right alongside him in court successfully, triumphantly. Thank you both for joining us, and most of all, thank you for what you've done for our country.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Your freedom is under attack, but if you act now, you can protect not only your family, but generations to come. Go to townhallreview.com, and to find out how you can join Alliance Defending Freedom to help ensure the opponents of freedom don't dictate your future, that's townhall.com. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.